are there any hard and fast rules when it comes to applying makeup, when it comes to the types of colors you use? Talk to me a little bit about the quote-unquote rules.
Okay, the rules, I mean, for me personally, or maybe, I don't know if it's rules, mistakes, or, you know, my pet peeves are foundation.
Okay.
Like matching skin tone. Like now we see, like for me and my talent and my celebrities, like the talent that I do, you know, it's summer. Hopefully it's coming. So foundation color changes. As the skin gets darker, the foundation has to change. You can't wear, you know, the winter foundation. And if you... If you really look at women, most of them are always wearing the wrong color foundation. There's that cut on the chin. It doesn't match. And their neck and their body looks like it's detached. I mean, so if there's any rule, I mean, I'd rather see women not wear it than, like, have different color skin or, you know, like the wrong foundation color. And with season, you have to change it. Just the way you would change your boots to, you know, flip-flops, it's the same that you would change your foundation.
Well, you know, I know that a lot of times you can go to the store and you can be really overwhelmed by the selection of even foundation colors. So how can you, or the average person, you know, make sure that she buys the correct foundation for her skin tone?
I would definitely, you have to test it to your body, or look at your chest, look at your arm, not necessarily just the face, because the face is a different color. Most women, like I am, you know, advocate for sunscreen. So my face is always lighter than the rest of my body, but I love to tan. So I match my face to my body, even though it may look like it's wrong, but then when it's on, it's right. So you have to, you know, really, and I would recommend going to, that's one thing I would recommend, you know, spending money, or find out going to someone what tone you should be wearing. Are you warm? Are you pink? Are you cool? So you have a good match. And once you find it, you should stay with it. Like foundations, that one, you know, staple product that you don't go look for the new thing that's happening. Like if you found the right color and the right texture, you should stay with it.
Are there any other mistakes that you see people make in terms of their makeup?
I would say makeup, applying blush, like on, you know, a lot of times towards the end of the ear where it's not on the apple of the face. Like I like to see, like we would naturally blush. A lot of times women put it towards the back of their face, towards the, like if you picture the ear versus on the apple where you're smiling and you naturally would blush. If you had a glass of wine and you looked in the mirror and you got all flushed, that's where blush should be. Like, if you look at a natural little child and the way they're happy and blushing, where most women design, or the colors, too, Mary. People wear brown blush. Who blushes brown? You know? I mean, even bronzer should be golden. Like, that, in blush, it should always be rosy colors and should be, and if anything, you could get really cheeky and do something that looks very blushed, but no one blushes brown or, you know, those kind of tones. I mean, that's a contour color, but that's not something that women really need to do in life. So, you know, on the apple, keep it rosy, keep it to the color that you would naturally, and then just look in the mirror, smile, and pop it on those apples.